This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right. All right. Hot, hot, hot. That would describe what's going on down in James's neck of the woods with the temperature there yesterday, James, in the Dallas region. Dan, James is taking a...
What was it? He said, what was the temperature?
I think that was my question. Yes, let me try this. There's an echo in here. What was the temperature? How hot was it?
It was about 105 yesterday.
About? I want specifics. Was it 105, 106, 107?
Yeah, in that ball range, yeah.
By the way, the correct English here...
Oh, good grief.
Yep. is not 105. It's 105.
Okay.
You don't put an and, because if you were to put an and in, that would implication is that there's a dot
right
there. There's a decimal point. 100.5, like your temperature
is
supposed to be 98.5.
This right here is the real reason that James didn't answer you right away. Right?
No, that
this is why James did not answer you
right before
away.
I went, oh, God, okay, here we go.
What are we going to talk about now? Okay. All right, good day, Jay and Doug. And you and flying. We were talking about electric planes and what happens when there is a problem in a plane, because they are mechanical devices and there are bound to be problems with them. After all, think about the average plane. I'll give you a scenario. American Airlines flies almost every hour between New York and Los Angeles. And every couple of hours between New York and San Francisco, and they have four or five flights a day from Boston. Then they use there are only 16, although they ordered another dozen of these planes that have a big first class and the lie back beds and all that stuff. And so those planes go back and forth on average twice a day between the East Coast and the West Coast. Think about it for a second. The way they're scheduled, they go back. It's a 5 or 6 hour flight. So they're on the ground max in a 24 hour period of 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. The rest of the time, they're in the sky. Let me think about that for a machine that is, and actually the people who build the planes will tell you they're better off being in the sky because there's less friction and wear on them than if they were just sitting on the ground. Which I find fascinating as well, right? Think about
that. Yeah.
But the planes, the average plane, that does like a Southwest plane that does short haul stuff, or the smaller planes, the regional jets, they're up and down, up and down. The average length of a flight is about an hour and 15 minutes. So they spend more time on the ground. They're up and down, up and down. And it's much less, the planes that do the coast to coast that take off less frequently, they last longer because the stress on the plane is when you take off and when you land. Not being up in the air, just being up in the air doesn't cause any stress at all. Amounts to anything. Mm-hmm. So I think, there's the Duggar thinks about things like that.
One would think that turbulence would cause some stress, but it actually doesn't because of the way it's encompassed in the air.
It
feels like sometimes, heavy turbulence and that feels like the plane might fall apart, but
no,
that's not what's going on.
When I fly, I notice what other people are doing, and I think that tells me a lot about who these people are. Most of the folks in the planes that I fly on are watching movies. Sometimes they're playing games. Sometimes they're asleep. Sometimes they're drinking. Sometimes they eat. But very rarely do you find somebody who's not doing anything at all. And so I think it's interesting to kind of watch. I love to watch people. And it's not about any one particular thing, but you look at it from the perspective of explaining why people are why they are where they are in their careers, maybe, or where they are in life. What do you get out of life? If you're curious, you get a lot out of life. If you're not curious, you don't get so much. I'm not saying everybody's the same, because it would be boring if they were. But as for me, I value the time, and I use the time on the plane. I often will tell you when I get off of a plane about something I watched or something I read. I find that it's a good time for me to capture good ideas for me to talk about on the air or to use in my businesses. And so it's kind of fun. It's a productive time, but it's also I'll have a meal and I'll take a nap often if it's a long flight. If it's a, you know, the East Coast kind of a flight, you know, you just focus on reading. I'll grab some magazines that have come to me. I'm funny because I don't, you know, the kids hear me, the kids, Jay and James, hear me during the breaks reading newspapers. They can actually hear the newspaper because I'm reading an actual newspaper.
You shake it out when you flip the page.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So, I don't know, I think that it's interesting to watch people's behavior. I'm pretty serious and pretty wrapped up. Most of the time I'm not playing, I'm working, but I like it because I have fun working. My work is fun. This, for me, what I'm doing with Jay, is fun. And the other adventures I have on the farm, you know, is a lot of responsibility to it. I do it not because somebody tells me I have to, but because I want to for a lot of different reasons. The development that I'm doing to save this farm down the street is part of the story of my life. This land has been part of my life, so it becomes part of my passion. And I think that's the thing. Maybe if I get to the bottom line of all of this, where are you going with this, Doug? I think if you live a life of passion, there's a thing about living a life of purpose and distinction, that passion is so, just, is it the American way or is it just the human way? Finding your passion. So maybe that took a long time to get that story, but I think we all have our passions.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes those passions change day to day, week to week. But
right.
I think that it would be boring if there was nothing in life to be passionate about at all.
Oh, my God, yes. All right, speaking of flying, an Alaska Airline passenger restrained and sedated after fighting with flight attendants. One of the attendants said the man had been caught just before he tried to get through the door into the cockpit. He was not, apparently they thought he was overdosing because he was foaming at the mouth. He had a panic attack, as it turns out. And that makes you wonder, you know, talking about the time you spend on an airplane, most people these days have had a flight or two, or maybe they, you know, they don't fly as much as I do, but they fly a lot. And so he was having a panic attack, and he was screaming in the bathroom. I mean, you're on a flight, and you hear all of this. How does that make you feel at 35,000 feet?
Yeah. And you don't know what's going to happen
door.
Next.
Yeah. Right.
You don't know if this person somehow managed to get something on board they shouldn't have. But also, I think there's a big misconception for flight attendants. They are not our servers. They are not like waiters or waitresses. They are there for our safety. They just happen to have that is one of their job duties.
Yeah.
But they are there for our safety. But at what point is it like, are they going to start sending flight attendants to actual like police academies where they are going to have to start being true security as well?
Mm-hmm. You got to wonder about that, right? It's tough being, well, these people, the people that do coast-to-coast flights, they are doing less because there's more time in the plane. And that's why the senior flight attendants, they take these long-haul flights because there's not as much work to do. Once you get the stuff all spread around, you're there at the service, the needs of the customers. I get a kick out of American Airlines, who is now their line is, we do this for one reason, it's for you, which is such a crock. They do it for a paycheck. They're here for me. Right. So, anyway, I'm being a little... No, I'm not being facetious, maybe a little cynical. But back to this guy. They had to give him Narcan, which is a medication used to treat drug overdoses. But they gave him to him in a low dose, so they just calmed him down. He was trying to punch the flight attendants, and some people were grabbing onto him. He was handcuffed. But then when they did the... they did their digging in order to find out if he really, you know, was he trying to cause trouble?
Yeah.
But he wasn't, apparently. He had vertigo.
It was just a severe mental health crisis he was dealing
right,
with.
Exactly. And he was so nervous, he took some gummy bears, and that, I guess, the gummy bears have some sedative. You can take CBD gummy bears and some of that stuff like that, and it'll have a calming effect on you. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he took it early enough so that it made a difference. But all right, put yourself in that position, or put yourself in this position. I don't think there's a day that's gone by in the last couple, 3 or 4 weeks that we haven't talked about some shark biting somebody or some alligator coming after somebody. All right, so here's the latest. A man was yanked off a boat in the Florida Everglades. Officials say it was an uncommon occurrence. Let's hope so. There's a video of the incident, of course, which has been shared on Instagram. This shows the man rinsing his hands in the water. This shark emerges and grabs the man by the hand and pulls him head first off the boat. There were fishermen on the boat yelling, "Get him! Get him! Get him!" Fortunately, they did. He did get away from the shark, but have that in your... Just think about that. What would happen if you were a victim of that sort of thing? That could be one of the scariest things.
Well, that's what one of the friends who were on board, that part of the situation, was like, it was the scariest day of my life. How about the person who was actually pulled under by a shark, just straight out front? He was on the boat, just bent over, and the shark just came and grabbed him. There's been, what, more shark... It seems like there's more shark attacks, alligator attacks, bear attacks.
All over the place.
You have the orcas that are taking down boats. Mm-hmm. Nature is angry at humans.
Yeah.
They're like, get out of our water.
Yeah. Hey there. What is that old song from, was it The Doors? Hey, you get out. No, it was The Rolling Stones. Hey, you get off of my cloud. So remember the president on the plane thing with Harrison Ford? Get off my plane.
Oh, yeah. Air Force One.
Air Force One. Yeah. 18 after the hour.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine and More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine and More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, B21.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
GMC has released the beast, the new 2024 GMC Hummer EV Omega Edition. This thing looks big and mean, and it clocks 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds. Imagine driving this on the tollway. I absolutely love the exclusive new Neptune Blue Matte exterior. Actually, I can't think of anything I don't like about this vehicle. It includes an extreme off-road package, black exterior badges, transparent sky panels, 18-inch gloss black beadlock capable wheels with a carbon flash trim ring, plus the pickup version can blow out your eardrums with a multi-pro tailgate audio speaker system by Kicker. Have I sold you yet? You got to get a reservation for the Omega Edition, though. It'll be available in the first half of 2024. Check out my articles on carpro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Like a mystery, doesn't it? The beginning of a mystery show. Dun, 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 dun.
A little bit of twist.
All right, social media time now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Facebook and Instagram. You can get to us by going, just go at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter has us Good Day On Air. Happy birthday today to listener Hugh McPherson, to listener Mason Keller, to listener Andrew Sandstow, a good kid. He lives in Los Angeles. He does all my technical stuff in L.A. Very good. He's got a great family life. Really good guy. Carolyn Fox used to be on the radio with me. Her birthday is today. Joe Huddock is having a birthday. Happy birthday to all of you who are celebrating today. I think we've decided that this is the month of cancer. I get Maria Trilogy worked up on what it is that it means. You don't really know what you're all about just using your sun sign. I've said this many times. Go to a good astrologer and get your the sun sign, the moon sign, and what time you were born, which becomes your rising sign. Yeah, and find out who you really are. I posted at my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, the following. It reads, it's time to just be happy. Being angry, sad, and overthinking isn't worth it anymore. Just let things flow. Be positive. And especially if you're looking at things that trouble you or things that you can't do much about, right? You can't do much about what's going on in Ukraine. You can't do much about Donald Trump. It's just, you know, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's my, with a smile in my voice, I say all of that. All right, so we've asked on our social media, how will you be spending Independence Day? I prefer that to the 4th of July because it really tells you what the day is all about. It is.
But also,
hello.
Everywhere has a 4th of July. July right. 4th. It's on the calendar.
Yeah, but here. It's all right, so let's see. What are you going to do? Michael Selby says he's going to be working. What does he do? What do we don't know what he does. What do you do, Michael? You're going to be, we'll be on the air live on
Kelly
on
French
the 4th
will
of
be
July.
Working, too.
Yep. Kelly? She on here? Oh, yeah, she is. I'm seeing that, yeah. Let's see here. Steve Rand says he's staying indoors to keep the cats calm. Well, you know, that's something I neglected to probe this with Warren Eckstein in his weekly visit with us. I usually do to remind everybody at the 4th of July, keep your dogs as far away from the noise as possible. Mm-hmm. It's like lightning and thunder. Dogs don't like it. Cats don't like it either, but dogs mostly. And so it's really, you know, this is the only way to be kind to your friends is to keep them calm and away from any kind of consternation caused by fireworks and explosions.
Yeah. Well, this is the time of year when most fur babies go missing because they're terrified.
Scared.
And they run away.
Right.
A lot of people keep them outside thinking that they're just going to sit next to them. Even if there's a fence, there might be a hole in the fence. Sometimes even like they're inside, make sure they stay inside. There are a lot of people who have commented they're going to
I was just looking at that. Yeah, a lot of them. John,
yeah.
Melissa.
Medicating
yeah.
their dogs, hunkering down with their cats. And it also kind of keep in mind, too, not just the fur babies, but veterans who might be struggling with PTSD who are your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody only blows off the backyard fireworks on the 4th of July. It's the 3rd of
That's
July.
Right.
And it's the 2nd of July. And it's the 1st of July. And it's the 5th of July. It happens for almost an entire week. And just kind of be conscious of your neighbors. And where I was living, blowing off fireworks in the backyard wasn't the only thing. People would shoot guns. People would just shoot the guns right up into
great.
The air. And
yeah.
those bullets fall. Those bullets yeah. fall down someplace. Keep
where
that
are you
in
going?
Mind, please.
Yep. I am having, we're having for the first time in a long time, fireworks here in Framingham. We'll have our ice cream bus there. And it'll be interesting because I think it'll be thousands of people celebrating. It'll all be controlled. And
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An IRS whistleblower is defending his claims Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. IRS investigator Gary Shapley.
I called U.S. Attorney David Weiss, and we said, you know, we need to execute this search warrant. He responded that the prosecutors didn't want to. No sooner had gotten off the phone with David Weiss had we learned that the prosecutors were informing defense counsel of that storage unit and the evidence that existed there.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on Fox Nation says evidence continues to come in from investigators and whistleblowers that President Biden and Hunter Biden were involved in a pay-for-play scheme involving millions of dollars from foreign governments to Biden family members.
This isn't the only text message or message that Hunter sent demanding payment from these foreign nationals. We've got people coming in for depositions now.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOG. 855-999-3684.
Variety of the conversation. Ah, yes, here they are. The Beach Babies. And you know what it's like in the summertime to go and watch the Beach Babies. Hopefully you're not watching them on a nude beach. They call them nude beaches, naked beaches. Mm-hmm. What do they call them?
A lot of rules, like no gawking.
Right. No, you can't look at somebody else's mm-hmm. hoo-hoo. Right. How do you keep somebody from looking at someone else's hoo-hoo, though? How do you do that? If they have sunglasses on, you don't know what they're looking at. That's kind of a silly rule, right? Isn't it? I mean, think about it first.
Well, yeah, but I think it's more about, like, the whole nudist mentality is just about being free. And,
the itself,
it's not necessarily a sexualized thing. And so people who are the straight-up pervs who are going because of a sexualized thing probably shouldn't even be there.
Straight-up pervs. What a great expression that is. You have some wonderful expressions. There's something
you
can always come up with something. I can see your face. And your expressions on your face, too. Straight up pervs.
Yeah, pervs.
That's it. All right, let's manifest what we want today. Can we do that? Thinking about what you want. Thoughts are things. That's a familiar theme of the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. We're not one-trick ponies here. We have all kinds of things going on that are a part of, we represent what's going on in the world. Not everything, because I don't talk about baseball. If I'm going to talk about a sport, it'll be baseball. But, and you know, I said this last week as I realized how close we were to the middle of the season in the All-Star game, which is, what, the end of next week, I think, isn't that? Isn't it a week or 2 weeks
from
last?
Yeah, I think it's the weekend Tuesday? Right after Independence Day or the weekend after that?
Halfway through the year. We're at the end of June. Unga bunga. All right, so let's leave the door open to a better first or second half of this year than the first half. How about we do that? Leave the door open. Be open to things. Here's, how do you handle this? I was looking at a, if people get a chuckle out of the stuff that I read and what intrigues me, I saw an advice column. You don't see too many of those anymore. But this was in one of the farm papers that I read, believe it or not. Family secrets discussed. And here's a secret that a mother has been holding on to for 30 years. This is, can you imagine? This is a whole other level of secrets. So this advice columnist gets this letter from the mother who reveals the choice of sperm donor that she and her husband made. The daughter is an adult now, and the mother doesn't have any idea how to break the news to her that her father is her brother.
Wait, like biological?
Yep.
Father is?
Yeah.
But, like, not just talking about sodomy or anything like that, but, like, it's illegal for siblings to get together. But when it comes from that genetic standpoint, isn't the DNA too close that you risk?
I don't know. This is a bit of a doozy for me. The woman describes how when she married her husband, who had already had two adult children, they wanted to have a child together. Her husband had a vasectomy. So they couldn't get the procedure reversed. And they didn't want to go to a sperm bank, so they had to find another solution. So her brother is from another mother.
So it's a half-sibling, but still they share a parent?
The mom used her husband's adult son's sperm, so the baby would still share her husband's DNA.
Oh, it's the uncle. So, okay, it's not her brother. It's her brother-in-law. Is that what I'm understanding?
The brother of the first husband, I think.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
That's a whole different scenario than the mom's actual brother.
I'm confused, actually, but when I read through this, I wanted you to explain it to me because I was confused. But it was a brother from another mother.
Okay, so it's her current husband's brother or her ex-husband's brother?
It's not
her brother is the point.
No.
It
was her first husband's brother,
that
I believe.
Her first husband's brother. So he is still in the family. That makes a little more sense.
She wanted the child to have the husband's genes.
That's not such a dirty secret. Yeah. Because it's not her own brother. I get that.
Okay.
I know some people I think have used, if they're married and their spouse has a twin.
Yeah.
They use donation from the twin if the husband can't, or they've used egg donations if the female has a twin so that they can keep the same kind of genetics or DNA.
We've heard the story about the doctor who used his own sperm to impregnate 100 women.
Well,
you know,
when people didn't know, a little,
that's garbage.
A little suspect. But, yeah, this one, I don't understand why she feels so guilty about this secret. Again, it's not like it's her own brother.
People are made to feel guilty about stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, though, under the circumstances. That kind of thing is harder to explain. But, at any rate, it is it's what it is and what it is. Now, here's a reason not to go on roller coasters. People in the summertime love to go, and even all year round, to some of these theme parks where the weather is good all year round. I've never been on a roller coaster in my life, and I don't want to be on a roller coaster. And here's another reason not to go on a roller coaster. The story of a derailment at the oldest amusement park in Sweden. One person killed, nine people injured. The roller coaster comes off the tracks. So,
And it was an old coaster. They clearly were not keeping up to code.
It's wooden. These old wooden roller coasters are dangerous as hell. They were when they were built, and they're even more as the wood ages, becomes more fragile. And so aren't most of the roller coasters that are built today, aren't they made out of steel
and other stuff? Yeah. And they're, a lot of places have been tearing down their wooden roller coasters and replacing them with steel coasters. But also, it could be just as dangerous being on the ground near a coaster if, a bolt comes off and goes flying out. We've seen things where people get killed by or injured severely on the ground from another issue with a thrill ride.
Yeah. It's very important for you to size up how. I think I'm told when we have Chuck Curry on, he's always talking about all these scary movies that he loves to go to. I think they take their toll on you, frankly, psychologically. But maybe that's not everybody's the same. So maybe that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for any of that stuff. You love it. I know you like to go.
I do.
You like to be scared.
I was watching scary movies far before I should have been.
Parents doing a bad job. Where's Doris? Where's
Mike? They did an amazing job. They were there with me the whole time, protecting me and making sure the monsters didn't come out of the TV. They were wonderful. But also, I worked on a horror film. It was a zombie horror film. And so seeing it, any of the stuff that, it still scared me a lot, but then seeing it from a different side.
It's all silliness when they make it, right?
Yeah, so it's like, the only horror films that really get me and I have a hard time with are the, demonic possession ones.
Yeah.
Those ones are still a little bit too much for me.
There, I remember reading an article, I think it was Jamie Curtis, if I'm not mistaken, who said that they have so much fun doing those scary, what was she in the Saw
the Halloween ones?
The Halloween ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they all laughed hysterically through the making of the movies because they're so silly. And they have to come up with these expressions of fear and fright on their faces.
Uh-huh.
And they have, most of the time, they're all laughing so much that because it's so silly. But yet when the editors get through with it, it really looks scary as all get out.
And a lot of times when they're screaming or reacting to something that you're seeing their reactions, but you're not seeing what's off screen, it might be somebody or even a director who is going back and forth and okay, now you look over here, and then now you look over here. And they're actually watching something that is kind of comical, just so that their head is moving in the right way.
All right, let's go to New York. Unork City, as my daughter used to call it when she was a little girl. Research University looking for $1 million in damages from a cleaning company. The janitor turned off a freezer and destroyed 20 years worth of cell research.
How
groundbreaking
awful.
Cell research. A janitor at Rensselaer Polytech turned off a freezer that had a lot of cell research after hearing some alarms, and the pulling of the plug caused catastrophic damage to all of the stuff they'd been working on for years. So now the Daigle Cleaning Company, who employs the janitor, getting the blame, and they're suing them. They added in the lawsuit that it doesn't blame the janitor, who, upon information and belief, is a person of special needs. However, that doesn't keep the... They go after the company, not the employee.
Yes.
Company negligent, careless. So they're probably right. They shouldn't have had a guy who had those problems there. They could have put him some other place because it's a fairly big cleaning company. So put somebody...
Or this is a situation where they cover that part, where it's like, hey, if they're... is any beeping of any machinery or whatever, come get somebody. And that the janitor who has special needs probably wasn't told anything like that.
No, but...
So bad training.
This freezer is being... It had to be kept at 112 degrees below zero or something to preserve the cell specimens that were there. And, of course, when the plug was pulled, everything got cooked inside of it. And so 20 anyway,
years
20 years
gone.
Of research. Well, Gonzo, up in smoke, as it were. All right, speaking of research, here's a story from a longevity researcher. This is good news for all of you who are getting older. Now, wait a minute. Does that include everybody who's listening to this program right now? Yep. This is a story. This is important info for everybody because this guy, who's now 53, says he's cut his biological age by 10 years. He has a specific morning routine. He is admittedly an anti-aging researcher. His name is David Sinclair. So what he does in the morning, I do this myself, so maybe that's why I'm in fairly good shape. There are special oils that he uses. I have fish oil 3 times a day. He uses non-toxic, non-fluoride toothpaste, and he has certain supplements that he has researched that go with, and this is, sounds like a page out of the Jack Stockwell cookbook here, because Jack, who represents, and this is not an ad for anything, I just found this interesting because it corroborates, a lot of people think Jack is a little nuts. I don't. I think he's right on the ball, frankly, because he's very, one of the smartest guys I've ever met, actually. One of the things I have to tell him all the time is to not go into the weeds. You know, every once in a while you hear him say, I don't mean to go into the weeds, because he has so much knowledge. He just goes down the streets mm-hmm. of knowledge and explains everything to the nth degree.
And he comes from a standpoint that we as society are over-medicated. We are
controlled
by our physicians to pretty much cover our symptoms rather than going to the root cause to prevent. Yeah. It's more of a preventative care and helping your body to be at its highest functioning because the human body is supposed to be able to take care of itself.
So plant-based diet, coconut oil, and non-toxic toothpaste says that in of itself will add years to your life. So there you have. I've just given you the secret to living forever here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Past the hour now. Good day, Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, joining me, Doug Steffen, with advice, info. If you want to have personal info and advice from Dr. Ken, I encourage you to call his office at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. The number there is 352-735-1400. It is something that you will not regret in any way, shape, or form. There is a question that has come about as a result of our discussing loneliness. There was a point in which you were discussing how AI can be associated with loneliness. And so the question comes on what else loneliness does. I know that we have seen some information about how being lonely could cause you to die earlier, especially if you're a cancer. Loneliness increases the risk of death. If you have cancer, some people don't want to get close to people who have cancer because they're afraid they'll catch it. Isn't that amazing, that ignorant point of view? But there are people studying this, and I wonder if you want to comment on how, in specific terms, this affects cancer survivors, Ken, loneliness.
Yes, it's a great question because loneliness has many of bad ill effects on the body. It can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, as you mentioned, obesity, a weakened immune system, and that's where it may increase the risk of cancer, causes anxiety, depression, your ability to think and remember declines. It actually can promote Alzheimer's disease, what we were just talking about, and even lead to death.
All right. So a word to the wise, I guess, as much as anything else. You need to be social. That's kind of, if you can, you get people around you, that's a big help after you've suffered from some of these horrible things that are a part of being a human being. One of the things that's going on this week, Ken, is it's Diabetes Week. The first known documentation of diabetes symptoms goes back to 1552 BC in Egypt. And when you work it ahead from there to now, the melting pot of information. I guess I would wonder when, looking back at the history, this has been Flag Week, so we've been talking a lot about the history of our country, and I don't think we spend enough time, frankly, talking about the history of medicine as it relates to the history of our country. And certainly as you've seen things change as a result of other things going on, you know, the fast food revolution, diabetes and what causes it, people eating the wrong things, not getting enough exercise, et cetera, I noticed that in league with that, and this is my question, things like exercising, dancing, brisk walking apparently cuts diabetes by 74%, even if you have diabetes in your family. So, you know, there are a lot of people who like to dance, a lot of people like to exercise. So generally speaking, I take away from this that exercise, if you eat even bad stuff, I don't know if that becomes an excuse. Okay, I'm having a dish of ice cream, and then I'm going to go out and run around because then I won't get diabetes. Does that work?
Well, we know that aerobic exercise, exercise in general, just helps keep the body more sensitive to insulin. It helps get the blood sugar lower, helps get the weight down. So exercise definitely is important if you have diabetes. And to tailor it to you, talk to your doctor about it. There are certain exercises that are better for certain patients who have diabetes, but exercise is excellent. Walking, running, cycling, dancing, as you recommend, water aerobics, high interval training, weight training, yoga, all of these are helpful for diabetes. Tailoring a program for you, talk to your doctor about it.
I was looking at some in-depth stuff when it comes to this, movements that get you sweating and a bit out of breath. This is something, I guess you go back to dancing, that could get you, depending on what you're, you know, if you're doing ballroom dancing, it's probably not going to get you out of breath, but if you're doing some of the more modern dances, right, that could get you.
Absolutely. Dancing is good aerobic exercise.
Yeah. And whatever aerobic exercise.
And it's fun. And whatever, make it fun. Do something you enjoy, and but get out and move.
I'm trying to imagine you dancing. I don't know why I find that.
You have to ask me.
Visualization. I'm not going to ask you to dance, but thanks for the idea.
I'm joking.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. This is Ask Dr. Ken. 59 past the hour. Good day. Help.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.